Thank you. As Lois mentioned, I became a pilot recently. It seems like it took forever. And although I wrote a prose book about it, there was a certain amount of creative overspill, and I thought I would read you one of the poems about flying. This is about Lindbergh. And if you know about the man's life, this is about the young Lindbergh. This is not about the fascist that he became later in his life. This is about the man, just rhapsodic and full of wonder, who could fly across the ocean looking at most of his controls reflected in a lady's compact mirror. He was one of the first people to fly the mails across country, and as a result, he flew in poor weather and also in very poor aircraft, and I think actually abandoned planes 10 or 12 or 15 times, let them go on and crash while he parachuted to the ground. He was one of the first people to fully explore the use of parachutes. Lindbergh. Half his life, he parachuted from open cockpits in swamp fog, and the other madly scouted for where forced landings might work. It was a tick, his mind painting crashes as he flew, knowing pilots lived only an average 900 hours aloft, while at the same time eagle-eyeing the stagnant autumn of the fields, the village life which, as a farm boy, he knew from the soil up to invisible rivers and culverts of air. Lost, he'd buzz a country to see what language the store signs spoke, then reclimb the stairs of flight to where he loved being a hermit in a wooden cabin in the clouds. He always carried a Minnesota boyhood with him, that frozen winter quiet so raw he felt a trespasser, the ocean glaring white and inhuman far below with enormous cakes of jammed ice as he steered alone by a compass reflected in a lady's compact. He figured plane and heart would never quit. How can a whirlwind stall? Never feared the wind streaming at tornado speed over fuselage and wing, nor the silk he would blossom to the ground in so often as if rehearsing a final cocoon. Above all, there was no mystery to life's steepest thrill, the stick vibrant in his hand, a quart of stagger in the engine, death stowed away in every bolt and copper wire, all existence reaching from one horizon to the next, spangled, perilous, interflowing, dumb, in the same instant, supreme and completely without value, hung on nothing, a few valves and a strut.